On the 9th of February 2021, the Minister of Employment and Labour announced an increase in the national minimum wage from 20.76 rand to 21.69 rand. This increase would be effective from the 1st of March. In his announcement, he specified increases for the agricultural sector, domestic workers, as well as employees within the expanded public works. Now, this podcast specifically looks at the increases in the agricultural sector. The minister confirmed an increase from the current 18.69 rand to 21.69 rand. That will be effective from 1 March. There's been a lot of uproar from the agricultural sector, with key players stating that the increases are unaffordable. They also raised concerns that the industry was still trying to recover from the impact of the nationwide lockdown. Due to the lockdown, many players, such as those who are operating in the fruit and citrus supply, were not able to generate revenue due to a ban on alcohol sales as well as exports. There are also fears that this increase will risk jobs, drive up production costs, which will in turn have to be passed on to consumers. What this ultimately means is that there will be food scarcity, as well as food becoming more expensive as consumers absorb the production costs. The Minimum Wage Commission briefed the Portfolio Standing Committee on the 24th of Feb 2021. During the briefing, they made reference to findings from a research conducted by the University of Cape Town that confirmed that the introduction of the national minimum wage back in 2019 did not result in job losses. Instead, they had noted or recorded an improvement in wages for workers generally. Now, employers who are adamant that they cannot afford the increases are not left without recourse. Section 15 of the National Minimum Wage Act provides for an exemption. Employers will be granted such an exemption from paying the stipulated national minimum wage rate, provided they can satisfy the authority that they indeed cannot afford the prescribed wages. Secondly, they must have meaningfully consulted with trade unions that represent workers who will be affected. Where there is no trade union, the employees themselves have to be consulted. The exemption, if granted, will be valid for a period of 12 months. In the exemption will also be stipulated the minimum wage or the specific rate that the employer who's been exempted is required to pay. The authority may also stipulate any other relevant condition which the employer is required to comply with. Thank you.